Our next story is about a guy named Ray Matterson. Matterson went to prison for an armed robbery he committed with a toy gun to support his cocaine habit at the time. He spent the first year of a 7.5-year sentence being mad at the world and angry with himself. Then he started to find a kind of redemption in a pair of socks.
There were commercials coming on for all the upcoming bowl games. It was Christmas season, 1988. And Michigan was slated to play in the Rose Bowl. The man a couple of cells down from me was hanging out a pair of tube socks to dry on the tier railings with yellow and blue stripes, which are University of Michigan colors. And I thought to myself, I gotta have those socks. So I struck up a deal, and I bought the socks for a pack of cigarettes, which was kind of the going rate. And I pulled the socks, the thread out of these socks, and I borrowed a sewing needle from the guard, and I designed a sewing hoop out of a Rubbermaid dish, tore a piece of sheet from my bunk, drew a block letter M, and I embroidered this maize and blue letter M, which I then sewed onto a little makeshift hat that I made. And my plan was to watch the Rose Bowl game and get some popcorn and Kool-Aid from the prison store and pretend as though I were in Pasadena. What happened, though, as soon as I started sporting my strange little Michigan hat around the cell block, "Yo, man, where'd you get that, man? Make me something." I was almost immediately inundated with requests for flags and sports emblems. "Listen, man, I really want you to make me a such and such." And I'd say, "Well, I'd really like to make you a Seattle Seahawks emblem, but I don't have any Seahawk green." And then the next day, sort of mysteriously on the bunk, Seahawk green socks would show up. I was involving myself and my own experience more and more into the pieces. I started designing images from my own life experience, you know, home life problems, my drug and alcohol abuse. "Where's Matterson?" "Now he's up on his bunk sewing." Sports heroes, theater scenes, songs and peaceful thoughts a lot of times. I escaped into the artwork.
When you see it, you go, "Wow." I mean, we're talking a work that's maybe 2.5 inches wide by 2.5 inches tall.
2.25 by 2.75 inches.
I think all his works are that small. I've seen all different kinds of work that Ray did, but what got my attention was one called Metamorphosis, which was like a butterfly.
A monarch butterfly.
Escaping from the cocoon.
Emerging from the chrysalis. I still continue to take the socks apart. The taking apart of the socks is sort of what happened in my life, because my life went from one thing, going into the, you know, into the unknown, into the dark, into the, it came apart, it was suspended animation sort of, and then it was turned back into something emerging from the chrysalis, much more special than it had been.
There is more about Ray Matterson at Studio360.org. We also heard in that piece from Sanford Smith, the producer of the Outsider Art Show in New York. Jonathan Mitchell produced our story.